Hi, welcome to our weekly workshop with a secular sponsor in Overeaters Anonymous. Each week we have an opportunity to hear from someone who's gotten maintained abstinence without God, for a chance for those of us who don't have a sponsor or want a little extra exposure. For today, we'll get started. If you want more information about Secular Overeaters, go to secularovereaters.org. We are people in Overeaters Anonymous who are getting abstinent and staying abstinent without God. So here's our sponsor for today.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest that everybody go to the link that Jim put at the beginning of the chat. So I'm going to share my screen, and this is the document that is at the link. I'm going to just skim it now, then I'm going to come back and talk, and then come back and do this a little bit more thoroughly, but just to give you an idea. I've put together something that might be helpful for you to take away from this workshop. It includes the OA definition of an action with an emphasis on action. My own personal definition to plan for actions. I put some options, things that people find helpful, put in their action plan, a few thoughts about using an action plan, and about challenges. So I will talk about all of those. I'm going to stop the screen share now, but we'll come back to this. Stop sharing. Okay, so I have been in program a long time. I spent for a long time with coming to an understanding of higher power that was meaningful to me. I think language matters a lot, and have found ways of meanings of the words in the program that are meaningful to me. Everybody has to find meanings that work for them, right? And that has been part of my path. So for purposes of today, I'm going to sum up my spirituality, so you know where I'm coming from, as believing that there is something good, you know, in the universe, in 12-step rooms. There is something good that I can tap into and that will help me recover and grow. And that's my experience. And I have multiple different words for different aspects of that experience. I have never... So an action plan, as I mentioned, is actions. So I thought I would talk a little bit about, I would mention some slogans that underscore the importance of action. Maybe some of these are familiar to you. Action is the magic word. There's a slogan, awareness, acceptance, and action. Ours is a program of action. Easy does it, but do it. Act our way to a new way of thinking. Feel the feelings, but do it anyway. Actions are an integral part of our program. And as a tool, it is a way of organizing actions and having intention around actions to support our recovery. And for me, especially at the beginning, but even now, right, it's actions that I do to support my health and well-being and growth instead of binging, being self-destructive. Right, so a lot of, for me, recovery has been around having a vision of something to do positively rather than not doing something. So I have found it very helpful to focus on the actions that I will do, and that makes it just makes it easier not to do the things that I don't want to do. I don't have to put energy into the things I don't want to do. I put energy into the things I want to do. So I have found in program that the things that have been, some things that all the tools have been helpful. And so some people just think of their action plan as, you know, use the tools every day, right? But I have found it helpful to break things down and to focus on specific things, specific actions. And so I have always had a sponsor when I've been in, well, been in program for 20, a long time, 25, 30 years. For a bunch of that, I came in, then I stopped going to meetings and calling people for 10 years, and then I came back. But even during the 10 years that I wasn't doing meetings and calling people, I still did other things that were part of living a spiritual life, a 12-step based life. But I was also super mad at God. So that complicated things. I talk to my sponsor every week. I take sponsee calls. I call other people, thinking about action plans. I just committed to somebody to call a newcomer every day, starting yesterday. I write down the things that I am working on. I don't write down the things that I do every day, right? I do food prep, right? I don't write that down anymore. But I'm writing down on my list today, you know, that I'm going to call a newcomer. So actions have been really important to me. The one thing I want to say that if you take away nothing else from what I say today, this would be it, which is that actions have a process, right? We have feelings around them. Just whatever feelings you have are okay, right? You're going to have strong feelings when you do new actions or when you do repeated actions. And just be okay with that and let yourself feel them and do the action anyway, right? Putting this in my voice, I have had to learn to allow myself to have feelings, to have compassion, to be gentle with myself as I go through sometimes really strong feelings. And that has enabled me to do footwork, to take action that has changed my life. So, you know, that's a little bit about me. That's like all just like the tip of the iceberg about me in action. But let me turn to talking sort of about how you create an action plan, how you use an action plan, and what some of the challenges are. Okay, so I'm going to go back to sharing screen. I'm already halfway through my time. Okay, so ideas, options for an action plan. I'm just going to mention some, right? It's helpful for many people to see a nutritionist. It's helpful for many people to find OA websites. I've put the OA Nova one because that's mine, but wherever you are, there's a newcomer pamphlet that if you're a newcomer, you might find helpful called Where Do I Start? And you can write out an action plan at least once, right? You may do this multiple times, you may never do it again. Things that people find helpful to do daily that I have found helpful, most. I tend not to read and write on a daily basis. I read and write as I need to. I often think that I should do more, but I call my sponsor weekly because that's the way what we've set up. But when I was first in, I called daily and I encourage sponsees to call me daily, except when it doesn't fit for our schedules. Calling other OA members, critical. Quiet time, prayer, meditation, this centering. These things about slowing down and allowing myself to sit with things has been life-changing, transformative. Literature, writing, food prep, affirmations, gratitude lists. You can be grateful that something is in my life. You don't have to be grateful to, right? Some people get caught up. I, for a long time, was like, well, who am I grateful to? And it's like, I don't know. But I can just say I'm grateful to have this opportunity to be here with you all today. Other things that people do, meetings, grocery shopping, service, weighing myself. Now I'll talk a little bit about using my action plan. Just looking here, you can see a few things, checklist, sponsor, action buddy. And then there's some questions for writing and talking about it, but I'm going to stop the share screen for a minute. Using an action plan is another phase, right? I mean, you have an action plan, you've written down one thing, three things, 20 things, wherever you are, whatever's useful for you. And then, you know, okay, so I wrote down that I would call my sponsor. I don't want to call my sponsor. Or I wrote down that I would, you know, call a newcomer and here it is 9 p.m. and I don't want to, right? Action plans don't dictate my day, but they guide me and they help me have intention and focus my energy towards something, right? So changing a behavior, changing how I act in my life takes I wish this were not so, but it takes time and energy and focus and willingness and surrender. It does not take, this was one of the great gifts of this program, to learn that it is not willpower that helps me do things that are hard. It is willingness, right? It is willingness, even just to get up every day, you know? And I start my day, for a long time, I would get up with the help of a line that is a bit more Christian than I usually am, but it was basically like, this is the day that I have been given, let me be grateful for it and get up out of bed, right? So, but it's, you know, it's connecting in with something. I was willing to connect in with that line because it was meaningful to me, right? I do physical therapy exercises, not because I love them, but I'm willing to do them, right? Everything I do in this program, every action that I take, whether it's food-related or not food-related, I do because I'm willing to do it, because I'm willing to surrender enough to something. And maybe surrender isn't a good word. If you don't like the word surrender, come up with something else. But I don't have to want it, right? But so a lot about willingness. And some things I don't do, I have what people are still working through if I don't want to do something. I can be mad as hell about doing something, and maybe I just won't do it, right? But having it on my written list still helps that be an intention. And in time, maybe I will come towards it. So know that whatever I put on my list, it's going to then be, it's not static, right? There's going to be energy around it, feelings around it. Some days I'll want to do something, some days I won't. I have like 3 minutes left. So going back to the beginning, like, so allow, I have found it helpful to allow my feelings, whatever they are, and go on anyway, right? And then the last thing I want to talk a little bit about is challenges, right? We all, this I guess is going to come up, right? If there's something that you don't want to do or don't want to put on your list, there's some underlying reason, right? There's a thought pattern or a feeling or an experience or something. And for me, you know, I didn't want to give the time. I'm ashamed. All this stuff. So I've had to, there's some questions there at the bottom that might be helpful. And for me, one of the big issues beside has been time, right? So I'm a busy woman, right? I have lots of things I want to do, right? And this stuff takes time, right? So I encourage you to recognize that it takes time. If I put time into this program, there's something else I'm not putting time into, right? There's always a loss. Right, but maybe this is worth it. Maybe this is the most important thing, to give some time to this. If I spend 10 minutes a day in my meditation practice, the rest of the 24 hours, 23 hours and 50 minutes is better, right? It gives me, I do actions on a daily basis that help the rest of my life. And I welcome them now. I used to resent things, but now I welcome. I'm glad that I have a program where the actions help me in the rest of my life. I have plenty more to say about action plans, but that's my time. When we get to discussion, I hope I have a couple of suggestions for things to talk about. But I think the next bit would be a role play. I don't know, Jim. Are you going to say anything else, or do I just ask?
That was great, and just pick someone and work with it. That'd be great.
Okay. So here's the thing I forgot to do. I forgot to say I would be asking for a volunteer, because
that's okay.
Is anyone willing to do a little role play with me? Talk about your action plan. I saw Susie Amelia, and that was the first hand I saw. So Susie Amelia, are you game?
Hi, Rachel. Sure. I'm game.
Okay.
Thank you for your lead. I appreciate it very much.
Just to say, if anyone on like screen two of my people raised your hand, I'm sorry. I just had screen one up. So, okay. So if I were working with Susie Amelia, I'll just say, so my sponsoring style is to try and hear where the person's at and see if I can contribute something to where they are, right? And so I would, I guess as an assumption, okay, we're talking about an action plan. So I would say, hey, Susie, Amelia, where are you with your action plan? And is there something I can help you with? Or what are you struggling with? If I were talking with a newcomer, I would say, look, you know, let's get that. Why don't you get out a piece of paper and let's write down some things right now. So I'm going to actually ask, Susie, would you like to just sort of like work with me as a newcomer and write some things down? Or do you want to, because I think, would you like to sort of say, here's what I'm at and here's what I'm struggling with?
Yeah, I think the latter.
So where are you at and what are you struggling with? How can I help?
Okay, thank you. So as I came to the meeting today, I noticed that I was rushing and anxious. And so really one of the things at the top of my list needs to be to slow down. I really appreciate that you, as my sponsor today in this meeting, talked about, you know, the how critical it is that we slow down and stop. I think that, ironically, actually, as the meeting was getting started, I had to have lunch and I was eating mindfully. So that was as mindfully as I could. So that was helpful. But I do try and make a list of some kind every day. And on the list, there's some things that are on the list that I have to do, but there's not a lot on the list that I wanted to do. So I have to remember to put things down on my list that I want to do as well. So I have, I'll be meeting with a sponsee this evening, but we changed our time and I forgot to put it on my list. And that happens sometimes. So I need to really work on that, to remember to put things as they change on my list so I don't keep them in my head.
Okay. So
I'm going to add that right now.
Okay.
Great.
So hang on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause we only, it's a 5 minute little.
Oh, sorry. Sure.
Uh-huh. Example. So I want to ask then, I've heard sort of two themes, right? One is you said that you want to slow down, right? So I would like to spend a minute helping you think about actions that might help you with that broader goal. And then, you also said you want to be able to include in your action plan things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, and you just said you were going to do that. So maybe you don't need so much help with that, at least at the moment. So let's focus our, you know, remaining minute or so on actions that might help you slow down. And so I have some ideas on that, but I'd like to hear if you do first.
Yeah, so it's remembering to remember to slow down. One thing that was helpful for me today is saying out loud to my partner that I was feeling anxious and rushed. And he said, yeah, I see that you're anxious and rushed. And then he kind of came in and was supporting me so that I could get to this meeting. So, yeah.
So let me take that a little bit further. What's an action that you can do to help yourself be more attuned to that and to take?
Yeah. I think one thing is really simply writing it on my daily list or daily action plan to slow down. I mean, I actually wrote it on my skin with a permanent marker the other day because it's so hard for me to remember. So yeah, I could use some suggestions.
Okay. So I've struggled a lot with, not with slowing down per se, but with something related, different degrees of anxiety. So I don't know if you meditate, but I would consider a daily practice around meditating or slowing down or deep breathing, right? To help your body get more practiced and to help you get more connected to that state of being more relaxed. Right? And hang on, because I think we should probably wrap up in a minute. That would be one suggestion, and we can talk more about that obviously in real time. And then, you know, to the extent that if you have a if it helps you to check in with yourself during the day, right? You know, either as you start your day, are there things that you want to, that you know are going to rev you up, that you want to pause beforehand, right? If you know, or is it helpful to like check in with yourself at a couple times in the day, maybe before lunch and at, you know, random time X, 3 p.m. I don't know, right? But those would be a couple other ideas, how to incorporate something in your day that might help you in this particular area.
Shall I respond?
Okay.
So I really, I mean, ironically, I do have a daily practice that I'm really committed to, but I woke up extra early today. So instead of having my tea quietly by myself as I look outside the window, I had it while I was watching the news. So that probably made a difference. I really appreciate the suggestion of reminding myself that when there's something that might be agitating or stressful, to pause before that in advance, and maybe I could even write, you know, just on some post-it notes. It's such a simple thing to do, you know, slow down. And maybe I could even do something a little creative with that, but just, you know, to remind myself and have it around the house so I can do that. Thank you very much.
No, that was excellent. Now we just open it up for questions and answers until probably about 10 minutes that you'll have. Let's go ahead. Does anybody have a question for Rachel?
I do, Rachel. How do you encourage somebody to at least take that first step on making a good, solid action plan? Because so many people, when they're new, they're so defeated and so discouraged and, you know, convinced that nothing will work. How do you overcome that to say, you know, start with this, do this, try this? What's your tone? What's your attitude?
You know, you're talking about hope. You know, so the basic program guidance is to share our experience, strength, and hope, right? You might have hope, or a newcomer might have hope, because I've done some stuff and it's worked for me. And so I would start, you know, but the other piece of this is all about relationships, right? So I'd want to do two things. I'd want to share that it has worked for me. And I would want to let that person know that I get where they're at, right? And my style would be not to require things, but to say, these are things you might try. This has worked for lots of people. You know, are you willing to give it a try? What would you like to try? You know, maybe if we're a newcomer who was really discouraged about program, I would actually probably just say, well, look, you know, I know this is tough, but like, it really helps to have a friend in this. So if you want to call me every day for a week, you know, and just let me know how things are going, or try this and call me back. I would try to, you know, not sort of send them off into the outer space. But really this is a program of like, it's worked for a whole bunch of us. And it can be hard, but you know, for a given action, I can give you, there's bookending. So I would probably, if it was something specific, I'd say, well, then just bookend it with me, right? Call me before you do the thing, and then call me afterwards, right? So just tell me how it went, right? You know, just, I'll hold your hand. That's not a good term, but I'll be with you in this, right? You're not in this alone. I'll be with you in this, right? I don't know what happened in the past, what you've tried, why it didn't work out, right? But this is a new day. This is a Just for Today program. Maybe you're willing to try something that you didn't do before. Maybe you're willing to do it differently. Maybe you're, you know, so just for today, being willing to try it, do it as an experiment. Nobody's going to like be mad at you if it doesn't work. Just try it as an experiment. Let me know. I care. Tell me about it.
I suppose I will ask a question. Michelle, my first meeting, I'm new to OA, but not to the rooms. I wonder if there are, in terms of getting an action plan really getting started and being successful, have there been tools that people find useful? Like, I noticed there's an OA app. Are there workbooks or others that are useful?
Okay, so there's a pamphlet called Where Do I Start? Which is at the OA bookstore. You can just Google OA, Where Do I Start? And I'm sure it'll take you to the right page. There's also a pamphlet on tools. There are 9 tools. I'm going to just say some of them. Service, sponsorship, plan of action, plan of eating, telephone, literature, anonymity, telephone, calling people. That's 8. No idea what the 9th one is. And so those are, you know, most of them are action things that you do, right? And mm-hmm. And sponsorship. How could I forget sponsorship? So, and then there are also prayer and meditation, which are not officially tools, but they're really super helpful and important. mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear people's reactions and thoughts, not just questions.
This is Ashley. Can I offer a reaction?
Yeah.
I thought this was really wonderful, especially since we're talking about plan of action and that being a list, along with the fact that so many of us are having to, because of our disease, retrain our brains to not beat ourselves up all the time. And a list can actually make you feel junky about yourself if you don't attend to all the things on your list. And so there is that little mind trap there that I think a lot of us will fall into. And I just loved that you pointed out that just because it gets on your list doesn't mean that you'll do it. But that you said that there is, but that's okay. You reiterated that's okay, that you said there's energy around that. You just, because it's on your list doesn't mean you'll never do it. It just means that, you know, you're working towards something there. And I think that's a really important point to tell everybody. And it's in particular helped me, because I always feel bad about my plan of action where I'm struggling with it. And then the person that I was paired with, their way of working through this is an accomplishments list every day as a way of creating a sort of a callback to the action plan, but something that's even kinder to themselves, which I just kind of blew my mind, like, wow, that's, you know, so you write down what your accomplishments were for the day for your program. And I just thought, you know, both what the speaker, what the leader was telling us, and as well as that, was just a phenomenal bits of information to help us and our fellows along the way. So I really appreciated all of that.
Hi, I'm Maura, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And I just wanted to say, Rachel, the bit I found really helpful is, as you were talking, I was writing down actions that I thought, these are helpful actions in terms of structuring the day for me, and structure isn't something I do very well, so that was useful, which then means the next day will be easier. And then kind of other actions that could be done any day but would be useful things to do. And then as I was talking with the person I was in the room with, she was talking about writing down her intentions for the day of having kind of like being abstinent and eating healthily and whatever else. Like, I thought that's going to be a really sensible thing for me to do. So that kind of sharing was really helpful. So thank you for that.
Another quick question.
Vinny T here. Okay. I agree with, you know, the reinforcement of you know, not having to do something just because it's on the list, but the willingness to do it. And, you know, kind of the same way that I look at a food plan, you know, it's got to be a plan that's sustainable that we're going to do. You know, if we make it impossible or too much, you know, we won't stick to it. So I like the positive things on the action plan. as well. And so thank you. I found this really useful.
I mean, how do you actually do footwork is, it's real questions. Whatever works for you on doing something, or maybe I have to journal about the 15 things I'm afraid about and give over the fear. Or maybe I have, maybe it would help me to ask somebody else in program, how have you done this? You know, how did you get over the fear of asking someone to be your sponsor? You know, how did you get over the fear of speaking up in a meeting? Were you afraid? You know, it's like, you know, just because you write it down doesn't mean it's easy.
I'd like to piggyback on the answer that Rachel gave. I love all of Rachel's suggestions. They were wonderful. This is Arlene, by the way. Back in the days when I wore a watch, I always wore it on the same wrist. And when I needed to remember something and I couldn't write it down, I would slip the watch to my other wrist with the intention that that's going to remind me to do X, Y, Z. These days, with all our devices, I no longer wear watches. But what I do is I'll put on a piece of jewelry that I don't often wear. And I'll wear it on what I call a wrong finger kind of thing, or the wrong wrist. And it's an irritant, you know, and that reminds me to do something. So those are little things that I do to remind myself to take an action that I may not want to take. And the other thing I do is totally silly. I just will stick a blank Post-it on a light switch. And the presence of the Post-it there, it doesn't have to say anything. Nobody walking into my house is going to see something I don't want them to see. But that Post-it on the light switch is going to catch my eye. And it's another way for me to remind myself that I have an intention to get something done.
I just would be interested. I mean, Jim's phrased it as questions. Just if any of you wanted to share anything that you particularly find challenging around action plans.
Ed's got one.
Okay.
Not just action plans, but everything is challenging. I don't have a sponsor, and I'm just, you know, I don't know how to, I know I've given, heard so many different advice, you know, but it's just very difficult, you know, especially long distance virtual Zoom kind of meetings and people in my local groups. There just hasn't been anyone that, you know, I've wanted to work with as a sponsor. And so, you know, I don't know if that's a question. I think it's more of a comment.
Have you put your contact info in the chat, or feel free to reach out to me and I'd be happy to talk more.
Rachel, that was wonderful. That was, you know, I got a lot out of it, and I'm sure it sounds like everybody else did. Thank you so much for your service today.
I'm glad to hear me, and I'm glad you are all there.